George Washington was a white man, Adams and Jefferson too. Abe Lincoln was a white man probably, and William McKinley, the whitest of them all, shot down by an immigrant in Buffalo. And a star fell out of heaven. I'm dreaming of a white president, just like the ones we've always had. A real live white man who knows the score, how to handle money or start a war. Wouldn't even have to tell me what we were fighting for. He'd be the right man if he were everybody. I'm dreaming of a white president, someone whom we can understand, someone who knows where we're coming from, and that the law of the jungle's not the law of this land. Deepest, darkest Africa, 1903. Little boy says, Daddy, I just discovered relativity. Big eclipse is coming, and I'll prove it. Wait and see. You better eclipse yourself out of here, son. Find yourself a tree. There's a lion in the front yard, and he knows he won't catch me. How many little Albert Einsteins cut down while in their prime? How many little Ronald Reagans gobbled up before their time? I don't believe in evolution, but it does occur to me. What if little William Howard Taft had to face a lion, or God forbid, climb a tree? Where would this country be? I'm dreaming. Boom, 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 boom. Things have never been this bad, so it won't run 110 seconds flat, so it won't have a pretty jump shot or be an Olympic acrobat, so it won't know much about global warming. Is that really where you're at? It won't be the brightest, perhaps, but he'll be the whitest, and I'll vote for that. Whiter than this, yes. Whiter than this, yes. Whiter than this, yes. Whiter than this, oh yeah.
Art Linkletter and the kids. Join us for 15 minutes of unrehearsed, unpredictable fun with children. With the Pied Piper of TV and radio, the people are funny man, Art Linkletter.
Hello there. I've been talking to people on radio and television for 19 years, and I found that the most interesting and the best interviews are with ladies over 80 and with children under 10. And for the same reason, they tell you the truth. Without fear or favor, they answer any question you want to know. Test for fresh, spontaneous, unrehearsed interviews. You can't beat the kids. So let's go in and talk to them.
As the economy performs worse than expected, the deficit for the 2010 budget year beginning in October will worsen by $87 billion to $1.3 trillion. The deterioration reflects lower tax revenues and higher costs for bank failures, unemployment benefits, and food stamps. But in the Oval Office of the White House, none of this is a problem. This is the objective. The objective is unemployment. The objective is more food stamp benefits. The objective is more unemployment benefits. The objective is an expanding welfare state. And the objective is to take the nation's wealth and return it to the nation's, quote, rightful owners. Think reparations. Think forced reparations here if you want to understand what actually is going on.
Freedom stands tall and proud in the harbor where immigrants sang out loud. America, God shed its grace on thee. But now the border's like a free-for-all, with no respect for our country's laws. and they end up with more rights than you and me. Hey, America, stand next to me and party like 1773. Get up and let's get to it. Red, white, and blue it. Hey, America, both young and old, join with me today. Grab your flag, my friends, and take back the USA. We gotta spread the wealth, but if you're like me, you don't want their help. It's just another way they tax and spend. I've seen too many jobs shipped overseas for corporate profit and government greed. They don't give a damn about hardworking women and men. Hey, America, stand next to me and party like we did back in 73. Get up and let's get to it. Red, white, and blue it. Hey, America, both young and old, join with me today. Grab your flag, my friends, take back the USA. Soldiers who sacrifice blood and sweat and sometimes their life, so that freedom still rings from sea to shining sea. Take back the USA. Come on now, I take back the USA. The Democrat secular progressive move, political correctness is killing us too. They want to take the money from the hard-working man and give it to the lazy folks and don't give a damn. Democrats and liberals, shame on you. Don't punish us all, just abuse a few. You're holding people back while we're picking up the slack, and that's why we can't vote for a Democrat. Oh no, oh no, 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 no. Picking up the tax, oh no, no, please don't vote for a Democrat. Now we're trying to win a war and wipe out the terrorists. We're not fighting for oil, we got plenty if we drill it. But the liberals and the media are spreading their lies. Get the hell out of the way and let our soldiers fight. Democrats and liberals, shame on you. Don't punish us all just to please a few. Now we can't afford to have another attack, and that's why we can't vote for a Democrat. Oh no, oh no, 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 no. We're not perfect, but we know the truth. We uphold the Constitution and the Golden Rule. We believe man's freedom is a God-given right. USA is our beacon to the whole world in sight. Democrats and liberals,
world, shame on you. Don't punish us all just to please a few. Our Constitution, nation, and God are under attack, and that's why we can't vote for a Democrat. Oh no!
To vote for a Democrat like I did 4 years ago. I think I know what Democrats will do. Republicans, I don't know. Republicans been out so doggone long, it must nearly drive them bats. Cause nobody notices them until they investigate Democrats. Many years ago we had a president, a Republican who got the blame for deflating our dollars and wearing high collars. Now what in the heck was his name? Oh, those were Republican diet days when chicken was all they ate. There may have been chickens in lots of pots, but I lost a whole lot of weight. I'm going to vote for a Democrat, cause they done the best they could. Republicans say we're in awful shape, I never had it so good. Now there's one Republican candidate that everyone's looking at. The way that he smiles and acts and talks, he should be a Democrat. Now I liked our last Democrat president, he did what he said he would do. He looked good in a sports shirt, wrote letters like expert, and played the piano good too. But we can all vote for the guy we like. You may not agree with me. Just think what it means to be living here. Yeah, we're all free to disagree.
Jimmy Carter and Ward Churchill, Alec Baldwin and James Carville, Janine Garofalo and Michael Moore, the Reverend Jesse Jackson and Al Gore, Barbara Boxer, George Clooney and Vin, Dianne Feinstein and Sean Penn, Barack Obama, Ted Kennedy too, the entire staff at the ACLU. This is a song about liberals that we can't stand. Charlie and Howard Dean, Alika Chafee and John McCain, Arlen Specter and Christopher Shay, right. Lindsey Graham and Olympia Snow, belong in the zoo with the other rhinos. This is a song about liberals that we can't stand. If you don't like it, go write your own and start up your own band. But this is our song and this is our list. Apologize to the ones we missed. This is a song about liberals that we can't stand. Barbra Streisand, Oprah Winfrey,
can't stand.
Hello, I'm a Democrat.
And I'm a Republican.
And I'm very concerned with the degradation of our culture.
Really? What in particular are you most concerned about?
Well, there's just way too much sex and depravity out there.
And violence.
What? In the liberal media.
I think that a lot of people share your concern.
Well, I'm glad we agree. If you'll just sign here, and we can pass a bunch of new laws that'll fine broadcasters a ton of money if they put something out there that offends someone.
Wait. Offends who?
Someone. Our official media reviewers.
You mean censors? As in censorship? Something the government isn't allowed to do according to the First Amendment of the Constitution?
Well, no. Not exactly.
I got a better idea. How about they just use this? You know, change the channel, block out the stuff they don't want their kids to watch.
People need us to be watchdogs. That's why they voted for us.
No, I think that they voted for us to represent them about the big stuff. Like, how to spend the government's money and how it deals with foreign countries. When it comes to media, people can just vote directly. But this,
people are weak. They can't be trusted to know what's really the best.
See? Pretty neat, huh? I wonder what exit does. Huh. That's better.
Republican Party, the Lord of our choice, will live on forever and give us the most. We can stop all our dreaming and go to the polls. Don't be like a ship that is stuck on the shore. Do as they promise, and that is a fact. There'll be no more praying for things that we lack. Let's all live for the future and not for the past. We'll live on together with friendships that last.
To be our president, and Cabot Lodge will make a great VP. Go vote for Richard Nixon and Henry Cabot Lodge, and we'll have peace and sound prosperity. With Nixon in the White House and Lodge's trusted mate, we know that everyone could feel secure. They've proved they have the know-how to guide our ship of state through fair and stormy weather, that's for sure. Come on, you independents and every GOP, we've got a job to do election day. Go vote for Richard Nixon and Henry Cabot Lodge, 'cause they're the ones to lead the USA. In the White House and Lodge's trusted mate, we know that everyone could feel secure. They've proved they have the know-how to guide our ship of state through fair and stormy weather, that's for sure. and have our new independence and every GOP. We've got a job to do election day. Go vote for Richard Nixon and Henry Cabot Lodge, 'cause they're the ones to lead the USA. Hooray for peace, prosperity for USA.
Nixon now more than ever, Tricky Dixon, pray forever. Nixon, Nixon, Nixon now, I need you, need you, need you now. Nixon, Nixon, Nixon now, you're ever, ever the same. And you put the same as me, you don't trust the race. Nixon, Nixon, Nixon now, the country has got you. You're all over your own, Nixon, all your master plots. Nixon, Nixon, Nixon now, you're fixing every second thing. You have another war, you can't double shit like that. Nixon, Nixon, Nixon now, you never got a piece. Party with your moon, to a fight us on the beach. Nixon, Nixon, Nixon now, and I know what's deep. Everyone's a middle man, democracy was clean. Nixon, Nixon, Nixon now, Nixon's gone for good. And now foreign policy will rule Reagan. Nixon now, more than ever, Tricky Dixon, fight forever. Nixon, Nixon, Nixon now, and now.
In his infinite wisdom, put Richard Nixon on this earth to bring to us his heritage, one of priceless worth, a courageous leader and a blessed man, surely in God's plan. In his infinite wisdom, put Richard Nixon on this earth to bring to us his heritage, one of priceless worth. His heritage is from heaven, and the magic from above, the rapture of music and melody, of culture and of love. Yes, God in his infinite wisdom put Richard Nixon on this earth to bring to us his heritage, one of priceless worth. A leader with endless courage, a miracle you might say. And all who have met Nixon love him so, the genius of his way. God in his infinite wisdom put Richard Nixon on this earth to bring to us his heritage, one of priceless worth. God in his infinite wisdom put Richard Nixon on this earth to bring to us his heritage, one of priceless worth.
This is the midst of the disillusionment and heartbreak season, and with a recent outbreak of that suicidal strain of despair up in Boston, well, you'd better keep a close watch on your emotions. So remember the seven danger signals of depression. That's a general and lasting feeling of hopelessness, inability to concentrate, loss of self-esteem, fear of rejection, misdirected anger, feelings of guilt, and extreme dependency on others. At the first sign of these symptoms, friends, follow these simple rules. Keep working. Drink as much as possible, and take your television's advice. And you know, more TVs recommend an amazing new psychic breakthrough than any other. And that's confidence in the system. Fast, safe, and guaranteed by constant federal control, confidence in the system will keep them in power longer, 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 and tend to calm and obscure the miseries of disillusionment and despair. Confidence in the system. In easy-to-swallow propaganda form, a new fast-acting thought control. So have some today.
Some say Mitt Romney, he is tone deaf, that he gives cluelessness a bad name, that he doesn't know any middle class people, just people who own them. But I say no, and so I sing a song of Mitt Romney. Right in tune with the times, the pitch perfect Republican nominee, and he rhymes with America. And some would tell you that Mitt Romney is a flip-flopper. But he's not, yes he is, no he's not, yes he is, no he's not. And some would tell you that Mitt Romney is a dog lover. Actually nobody says that. Some say Mitt Romney, he's an android. That he's Bob Dole, only boring. That when the Romney campaign makes robocalls, he makes them himself. But he is not an uptight, out-of-sync, tone-deaf robot. So sing a song of Mitt Romney.
Sing a song of Mitt Romney.
He's the man, the kin of the hour.
Sing a song of Mitt Romney.
The perfect cure for insomnia. And he rhymes with America.
Yes, he rhymes with America.
Because that rhymes with Generica.
Alrighty, welcome, welcome, welcome. Seems like I was just there a couple of days ago, right? If you didn't hear the Halloween podcast, it's a little too late now, but you might still like it. But we did that last week. Alright, so this is part two of our salute to Republicans, mostly Republicans. I know I promised you some Democrat songs, and we have a few today. But you know, Democrats just are not as fucked up as Republicans. People that write songs about Republicans tend to be Democrats, who I think are probably more creative than Republicans. And the stuff I found by Republicans against Democrats was just like blind, stupid anger. The Republicans are the party of anger. And as any of you know, if you've ever gotten really mad at something, you stop thinking. And that's what's going on in Washington nowadays. And God help us. God, please help us if those assholes get a hold of the Senate and then get their hands on the Supreme Court, because we'll never see daylight again. You heard it here first, and do not take me lightly on this. We started with Randy Newman. I'm dreaming of a white president. I think it was Louis Gohmert suggested that as the new random, national anthem. I'll have to look that up. The Tea Party song was John Foster. The Republican song was Mike Meehan. Yogi Jorgensen, I'm going to vote Democrat. You heard the Republican thing last week. Someone Anonymous, Liberals I Can't Stand. Norman Cox, the Republican Party, a campaign thing from, I guess from the Nixon years. Could have been even from Eisenhower. I don't know. Kind of generic there. Clancy Hayes and the Dixieland Band, Go Vote Nixon Lodge. That was from 1960. Ism, Nixon Now More Than Ever, from the 70s or the 80s. Never thought I'd be nostalgic for the days of Tricky Dicky, but just never know. Be careful what you wish for. And then Rod and Terry and the MSR Singers, God Gave Us Richard Nixon, and the song of Mitt Romney from an old friend of ours here at this point now, Roy Zimmerman. You'll be hearing a couple more from him before the day is done. And that brings us up to where we are now. Now, I just want to remind you that today, posting day, is election day. I don't know if you're listening to this on Tuesday or not. I don't know if you voted. You damn well better have. And if not, then go ahead. You just put this thing on pause, go vote, and I'll be right here when you get back. All right? Just use your fucking head. All right, so, all right, up in Maine here, we have a pretty nasty, couple of nasty races. We've got a three-way thing for the governorship trying to, we have Paul LePage, the worst governor in the country, even worse than Chris Christie, believe it or not. He's running for re-election, and it looks like he might pull it off. We got a guy named Mike Michu, who is a congressman, trying to unseat him, and then we have a guy named Elliot Cutler, who's an independent. And he's way behind, so he's pretty much throwing his support to Mike Michu. So let's see what happens with that. Meantime, here's some more cute little songs about Republicans and Democrats.
Saluted the flag of the United States of America and said, "You know, flag, I can be just about anything I want to be when I grow up, thanks to you and what you stand for. You fly so high, so proud, so firm, so just, with the greatest of all mottos, in God we trust. And I know the things you stand for just couldn't be wrong, or else you wouldn't have lasted so long.
You stand for independence and you stand for liberty, and that's the way I know that it was meant to be. Fly high, oh glory, always stand over this, the greatest land. Someday I'll be a man."
I know it may sound kind of funny to most people, old flag, but when we're alone, I pretend that you talk to me and you tell me how hard our forefathers fought to make this country what it is today, and about all the places you've been and the many battles you've seen, all the great men that you've known.
From George Washington to Mr. Kennedy, every soldier brave and tall has fought to keep us free. Fly high, oh glory, always stand over this, the greatest land. Someday I'll be a man.
Because of that great flag, that same little boy just might someday be our president.
There are those who claim ours is a sick society, that our country is sick, that we are sick. Well, maybe they're right. I submit that I am sick, and maybe you are too. I am sick of having policemen ridiculed and called pigs, while cop killers are hailed as some kind of folk hero. I'm sick of being told that religion is the opiate of the people, but marijuana should be legalized. I am sick of commentators and columnists canonizing anarchists, revolutionaries, and criminal rapists, but condemning law enforcement when such criminals are brought to justice. I am sick of being told that pornography is the right of the free press, but freedom of the press does not include being able to read the Bible on school grounds. I am sick of court decisions which turn criminals loose on society, while other decisions take away my means of protecting my home and family. I am sick of riots, marches, protests, demonstrations, confrontations, and the other mob temper tantrums. I'm sick of hearing the same slick slogans, the cries of people who must chant the same thing over and over again because they haven't the capacity for verbalizing thought. I am sick of not being able to take my family to a movie unless I want to have them exposed to nudity, violence, and the glorification of narcotics. I am sick of cynical attitudes towards patriotism. I'm sick of permissiveness. I'm sick of the dirty, the foul-mouthed, and the unwashed, and I'm sick of dishonest politicians. I am sick of the decline of personal honesty, personal integrity, and human sincerity. We have the greatest nation that man has ever brought forth on the face of this earth. So take note, all of you. You will not find me throwing a rock or a bomb. You will not find me under a placard. You will not see me take to the streets. You will not find me ranting to wild-eyed mobs. You'll find me at work, paying my taxes, and serving in the community where I live. You'll find me speaking out in support of those officials, institutions, and personalities who contribute to the elevation of society and not to its destruction. Establishments which have shown the true spirit of this country's determination to ease pain, suffering, eliminate hunger, and generate brotherhood. But at the same time, you'll also find me expressing my anger and indignation to elected officials with whose views I do not agree. But most of all, you will find me at the polling place, for there, if you listen, you can hear the thunder of the common man. For there you will find the foundation of our precious heritage. There, the cornerstone of that which is even more precious than life itself. Freedom. That, my friend, is America. The America I love.
America! God shed his grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining
I'd go anywhere to fight for oil, be it olive, safflower, or crude. For cooking, for cars, take a rocket to the stars for a back rub, a romantic rendezvous. In your engine, on your face, or almost any place, a little dab of oil will get you through. Oh, I'd go anywhere to fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue. If you drive a big V8, it's time to celebrate. They're gonna fight a war for you. To keep gas prices cheap, so when you drive or when you sleep, you can do it in an air-conditioned room. For driving is your right, so let's get out there and fight. You can read that in the Constitution.
I go anywhere to fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue.
Here we go now.
I go anywhere to fight for oil, be it olive, safflower, crude. For cooking, for cars, take a rocket to the stars for a back rub, romantic rendezvous. In your engine, on your face, or almost any place, a little dab of oil will get you through. Oh, I go anywhere to fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue.
Oh,
fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue.
For a place to attack, why not attack Iraq? They've got coconut and palm oil and crude. They invaded Kuwait, so let's not hesitate. We can blow up a country or two. If it's oil or it's Greece, we don't have time for peace. Waging war is what we want to do.
Oh, I'd go anywhere to fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue.
Everybody!
I'd go anywhere to fight for oil, be it olive, sunflower, or crude. For cooking, for cars, take a rocket to the stars, for a back road, romantic rendezvous. In your engine, on your face, or almost any place, a little dab of oil will get you through. Oh, I'd go anywhere to fight for oil. It's gonna be a great fight, should only take a fortnight to lubricate the red, white, and blue.
I think it is a tragedy of the first proportion that a private corporation can be subjected to what I would characterize as a shakedown, in this case a $20 billion shakedown. I apologize.
If Congress keeps going the way it is, people are really looking toward those Second Amendment remedies. They're saying, my goodness, what can we do to turn this country around? And I'll tell you, the first thing we need to do is take Harry Reid out.
We know there was slavery that was still tolerated when the nation began. We know that was an evil, and it was a scourge and a blot and a stain upon our history. But we also know that the very founders that wrote those documents worked tirelessly until slavery was no more in the United States.
So now there's one other person that we played of all the presidential candidates, Michelle Bachmann. Also surprised some of you. Tell me why.
She just she's new on the scene, pretty much, and she's rising.
Well, she articulates very well her points.
Like Newt, Michelle Bachmann knows what's broke and she knows how to fix it. So those two together are going to be powerful.
There's an out-of-the-box solution coming from both of these candidates. They're thinking about things from the free market, from the real world, not the government world.
Yeah.
I think if I'm looking for a female Republican, I like Sarah Palin. She's more polarizing, which is her deficit. But Michelle Bachmann counters that, and she has grown in favor for me.
Hello, America. It's way past time to end all the partisan attacks, the cheap shots, the low blows, the distortions of the facts. Let's focus on the issues. Let their side have its say. With dignity and tolerance, and stand above the fray.
Let's sing the I Hate Ann Coulter song. Let out your anger and sing along. We can't be wrong when the hate's this strong. We love the I Hate Ann Coulter song. We try to be balanced and fair.
She's mean.
All our friends at Fox. Let's stop being childish. Let's all quit throwing rocks. We don't have much in common, like tax cuts for the rich. One thing we can agree on, she's a real nice, even when someone's a kook, and always, always be polite.
That lady makes me puke.
We can't be wrong when the hate's this strong. We love the I Hate Ann Coulter song.
She's in all our prayers right before we go to bed. Let's say a little prayer right now.
She's a doo-doo head.
We can't be wrong.
Come on, everybody!
hates Mitt Romney, but it's not his fault. He's just the wrong guy in the wrong place at the wrong time. The Republican base, the Republican base has been hijacked by a bunch of crazies. They demand obedience. They don't want some rich guy Mormon. This crazy base, they want nothing less than a crazy just like them. Herman Cain, so insane. All Michelle Bachman guitar. Jokes are square and still they're not exciting. He's putting on airs as if he's likable. He's just a small man with a big suit, and so is Bush, I guess. But it wasn't just so obvious that guy could fake it. He was from Connecticut, but his tone said Texan, so feel for me. I wonder how he takes it when his whole party looks right past him. So everybody hates Mitt Romney. Everybody hates Mitt Romney. Everybody hates Mitt Romney. Everybody hates Mitt Romney now.
All hail us and heed us and read us and quote us, the Supreme Court Republicans of the United States. SCROTUS! They brought a case before us, a ruling we upheld. A private corporation can't be legally compelled if it violates its deep religious credo to insure an employee against her wild libido. For in our esteemed opinion, a woman has the right to work for Hobby Lobby and to keep her legs shut tight. For the company, like a church, has its morality. No other church sells Elmer's glue, but that's a technicality. All hail us and heed us and read us and quote us, SCROTUS! Now reproductive matters are private, oh yes ma'am, to be discussed between a woman's boss and Franklin Graham. And we all recall that sexism and bigotry began when Eve corrupted Adam, had him wear a fig tree. Yeah, the laws of health insurance are full of ifs and buts. They're covering our penises, but not sure who's the what's. They're insuring for Viagra and vasectomy, and you say that's a double standard, and that sounds correct to me. The Supreme Court Republicans of the United States. John Roberts, rigid as a ramrod, a model for all constitutional students. And Samuel Alito puts the prude in jurisprudence. And Antonin Scalia, a genius, or so his bio promises. Someday his head will just explode, then so will Clarence Thomas's. And Anthony Kennedy is a swinger. We're certainly glad to be counting him in. We're not the Warren Court. We're the court that's waging war on women. A corporation is a person. Moreover, it's a man. A woman is a helpmate for to please him if she can. And a man may worship any god he pleases, just so long as his religion is approved by Jesus. All hail us and fear us, revere us and cheer us, 'cause Ginsburg and Breyer, Kagan and Sotomayor booed us. They said the SCROTUS, screwed us.
SCROTUS, deciding constitutional law on the basis of their junk science.
Republicans suck! Suck, suck, suck! Republicans suck, 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 suck
they can run and hide. Pissed us off, so we voted for Republicans, a form of suicide.
Republicans suck! Suck, 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 suck.
I'm a Democrat.
And I'm a Republican.
One of us makes stupid policies, and the other makes evil policies.
That much is true.
But now we want to bring America into a new era of bipartisanship.
We recognize your shortcomings, and now we want to work together.
By combining our stupidity with our evil, we can bring America real change.
Yes, we can.
We are now ready to move America into a new era of stupid evil policies.
Finally, change we can agree on.
Back in 1945, the private sector won World War II.
Made a ship and landed guys on the freaking moon. The vaccine for polio, yeah, we built that too. That's not what you can do for your country, but what you can do for you. No, we can't, no, we can't. It's out of our hands. And if you've got a problem, you can blame supply demand. No, we can't, no, we can't. So you may as well not vote. And let me turn your hope into just nope. We can't let you women make choices on your own. And we don't trust your doctor. She should be a mom at home. We can't change global warming because it's just a fraud. If it weren't for Exxon, there'd be no Santa Claus. No, we can't, no, we can't save the auto industry. But it worked, goddammit, now we can't accept history. No, we can't, no, we can't tell you about a plan. There's a reason why they call it the invisible hand. We can't let gays marry, the Bible tells the truth. And we can't help you pay for college, you disenchanted youth. We can't let a patient get the healthcare that they need. Unless you're rich, it's your fault if you're sick. No, we can't, no, we can't let Mexicans on our land. We can't let them populate or they'll have the upper hand. No, we can't, no, we can't let the vote expand. Vote for me or you better show ID. Vote for me or you better show some ID.
Socialists we got out there tonight. Come on, let's see a show of left hands. You drive here on a public street, socialist. You go to a public school, socialist. You ever visit a public library? Why? I'll tell you why, because you're a socialist. Like Ulysses S. Grant. Yellowstone National Park. You ever been there? Yeah, you're a socialist. Like Teddy Pinko Roosevelt. That guy was talking about universal health care. You're a taxating, appropriating, regulating, nanny stating socialist. My dog got run over by a truck. And the socialist animal control people came and picked up my dog. Then my neighbor's house caught on fire and the socialist fire department came and put it out. I could have snatched up that dog and cooked it on my neighbor's house. Another good meal ruined by socialism. You ever mail a letter? Of course you have, because you're a socialist. Like Dwight D. Eisenhower. That guy built highways between the states. Yeah, you're a socialist. Like Richard Red Diaper Nixon. He put food stamps on people's plates. Yeah, you're a taxating, appropriating, regulating, nanny-stating socialist. Take the screw in the light bulb. Too many. Four to requisition the light bulb. Four more to process the requisition in triplicate. 8 to manufacture the light bulb, 3 to subsidize the manufacturing, 3 to procure the light bulb, 2 to supervise the manufacturing and procurement process, 7 to warehouse the light bulb for an indeterminate length of time, 4 to deliver the light bulb to the wrong address, 4 more to re-deliver the light bulb, 6 to receive the light bulb, and 1 to screw it up. 47. How many capitalists does it take to screw in a light bulb? 2. 1 impoverished nation willing to exploit its malnourished population and rape its natural resources to manufacture, package, and deliver the light bulb to Walmart. And me. You know why that's funny? Because you're a socialist. Like Ronald W. Reagan. Earned income tax credit. Yeah, you're a socialist. Like George W. SSR Bush. That guy wrote the book on government interference. Of course, he never read it. You're a taxating, appropriating, regulating, nanny stating, Stalin hugging, Castro kissing, Marx filleting, spawn of Satan, socialist. Every last one of ya.
If you love your country and the things for which it stands, vote for Gene McCarthy. And bring peace to this our land. It robs us of the honor that our country's known before. When we will not pursue a peace to end an unjust war, we are all responsible for what's done in this war. Democracy means we can decide. That's what our vote is for. If you love your country and the things for which it stands, vote for Gene McCarthy and bring peace to this our land. Our cities crumble from a bomb dropped on a foreign land, and politicians stand and watch as the flames of hate are fanned. But the dream has not yet died, my friend. The times can still be changed. With courage we can right the wrongs and end our nation's shame. If you love your country and the things for which it stands, vote for Gene McCarthy and bring peace to this our land. Now that he's said what's in our hearts, alone he took his stand. He's echoed by more timid men who ask to lead our land. No one is too young to help. No effort is too small. Everyone must care this time. We all must heed the call. If you love your country and the things for which it stands, vote for Gene McCarthy and bring peace to this our land. And if you love your country.
Okay, I do have to kind of get this out of there because I didn't mention this, but we have a King Hail snowstorm going on here as I speak. It's Sunday afternoon. It's about a little after two, and the snow started at about 6 in the morning, and we've got probably close to 8 inches on the ground, and we're expecting it to continue till about midnight, which could give us anywhere from 15 to 18 inches. We still have leaves on the trees up here, so this could be quite a problem, and I want to make sure I get this out there before some tree comes down and cuts my power for a week. So, in that, we started with The Flag from Maurice Ogden, Al Albert's I Am a Sick American, Dana Lyons and the Dipsticks, an old favorite here at KBC Radio, I'd Go Anywhere to Fight for Oil, the I Hate Ann Coulter song from Someone Nameless, don't know who that was, Everybody Hates Mitt Romney was Jonathan Mann, Roy Zimmerman for the second time today, and that was Scrotus, Republicans Suck, another anonymous person. Political Kicks was, I guess, a parody by Mike Smith. I don't know what it was a parody of or who exactly did it. I'm guessing it was Mike Smith, whoever he is. Plush Gun after that, No We Can't. Socialist, third time for Roy Zimmerman. And then Vote for Gene McCarthy, speaking of socialists. That was Peter, Paul, and Mary, hot off the campaign trail in 1968. A genuine campaign 45 RPM record. Okay, so... like I said, we got this nasty race for governor, and we also have a pretty heated race for the Congress seat that Mike Michoud is leaving behind. We have a woman named Emily Kane, who was originally from New Jersey, and then we got this guy, Bruce Poliquin, who is right out of the old George Bush mold and has waged a campaign of unending attack. No substance, just attack. And I've been trying to get Emily elected. I did a little bit of volunteer work, and I'll probably do a little bit more before the election. And I'll probably get stuck with picking up all those signs. You think you got signs? You should see it up here. Fortunately, the snow will cover most of them up, and we'll never see them again. So anyway, I'm on my way out of here. I do hope you did vote. If you don't, fuck you. And if you did, I hope you voted your conscience, whether it's Republican or Democrat. I hope you gave it some real thought. And I'll see you next week. We will have a grab bag show for you next week. So catch that, and I'll see you later. Wish me luck with this damn snow.
On my way in here tonight, I bruised my nose hugging a tree. I was late cause I had to stop by on my way at San Quentin to set a criminal free. And I ran out of 7-grain bee pollen, macrobiotic, organic, sustainable medical marijuana for my jerky knee. Do you know how hard it is to be a liberal? Well, do ya? I had to learn to speak French, Spanish, Hindi, and Dolphin just so I could relate. I'm exhausted from taxing and spending and controlling the media and ruling San Francisco as a separatist nation state. And in yoga today, I got bent out of shape because the guy doing bowl pulling pose next to me was intolerant, which I hate. Do you know how hard it is to be a liberal? Budget and needing approval and reading the nation and leading a sing-along. Everybody! No, wait, that was just an impulse, sorry. Oh, I was shooting hoops with some brothers when I sprained my badonkadonk.
And you know that ain't chill. Saved an endangered snail, darter from being eaten by an endangered spotted owl, which I saved from being eaten by an endangered snow leopard, which I saved from being shot by a poacher who I had to kill. With kindness. Took a while. I hit a speed bump and spilled my chai latte all over the hemp-covered seats of my Prius. And the speed bump turned out to be a homeless Native American, so I apologized and gave him some land. And I stomped out a cigarette and took away his gun and shot myself in the nuts on my way to my frivolous lawsuit for sexual harassment, where I was suing myself because I masturbated. Against my will. Do you know how hard it is to be me? Do you know how hard it is just to be
necessary for the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Sing it with me now. A well-regulated militia, a being necessary for the security of a free state. The right of the people. It's the Second Amendment, people. It's the most important amendment. That's why it's second. For what good are the First Amendment freedoms of religion, speech, press, assembly, redress of grievances, if it can't keep a magnum in the nightstand? So we're going to sing it again, phrase by phrase. Are you ready? A well-regulated militia, you! Being necessary for the security of a free state, and you! It's a hard one. That's a hard one. Because, as articulated by Justice Antonin Scalia, writing for the majority in District of Columbia versus Heller, the comma after the word state subdivides the text into two clauses, the prefatory and the operative, and renders the prefatory clause subordinate. Harder to sing. So we're going to try it again and sing it as if the words had some meaning, but not much. Well, being necessary for the security of a free state. You! Being necessary for the security of a free state. Good, comma. The right of the people to keep and bear arms. And you! Hard one, too, you know, because the version of the Second Amendment first passed by the House and Senate employed a lowercase p for the word people, whereas an uppercase p was employed by the version ratified by the states. And so the question has always been, are we talking about the people like we the people? Or are we talking about, you know, people like Pitta? So let's sing that again, and let's try to remember Justice Antonin Scalia and think small p. The right of the people to keep and bear arms. You! The right of the people to keep. it as a round. From the midpoint over, you people on this side of the theater here, you're the hunters and sportsmen. People with a legitimate recreational interest in firearms. And you on this side, from the midpoint over here, you're the protectors of home and family. Many of whom have had extensive training in the safe handling of firearms and know not to point them at home and family. Now, the framers of the Constitution could not possibly have imagined how many rounds we could get off in a short space of time. But we're going to do just two. Just two. It's going to be hunters and sportsmen, protectors of home and family. Are you ready, hunters? Well-regulated militia. Here we go. A well-regulated protectors. A well-regulated being necessary. A being necessary. The right of the people. The right of the people shall not be. Shall not. Columbines. But this is not a collective right. This is an individual right, as Justice Scalia reminds us. So we're going to sing it again. Hunters and sportsmen, protectors of home and family, crazy loner at the soundboard. Sing it again. And this time with no interference whatsoever from an o'erweening central authority. Ready, go.